Alrighty, it is now 48 degrees, a little bit of sunshine. It is 9:30. Brad Dunn just in the house with Car Talk. It's a sunny day, young man. How are you?
Just a great morning, another good Thursday for Car Talk, and definitely off to a great start out at the dealership. Drove through a lot this morning, and still not a lot of vehicles out there. You know, we keep selling them as quick as they come in.
Yeah,
I've been buying a lot of vehicles. Got some actually pretty good inventory, but it's not packed in like it was a mm-hmm. year ago. But we're starting to affect the parts department a bit now too. We're seeing we're getting some parts is just being delayed for up to a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a challenge right now, but it's sure exciting time in our business. There's a lot of great product coming. We got a Mach-E in stock this week.
We've
got a couple Bronco Sports on their way in. We've taken orders now on the Bronco 2022 Bronco and the 2022 Mach-E, and later this month we'll open up the Lightning reservation system. We got our first Toyota Corolla Cross allocated to us this
week.
So
finally
here.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a first of its kind vehicle, the first ever Corolla crossover vehicle. So it'll have available all-wheel drive, all the tech and safety stuff you want from Toyota right now. It's really going to be a cool vehicle, really a flexible Corolla, and I'm real excited to see that. We've got all kinds of stuff coming. The all-new Tundra is right around the corner. We got a couple of Tacomas in stock. We just purchased a couple great used Tacomas. We've got the blue one with the snorkel I've mentioned before. We just got a great white TRD Sport 4x4. Got that in. Got just a great selection of vehicles. So come on out and check that out, or go online to DungeonsChoice.com and see what we have. We got a bunch of service specials now too. It's October, so it's buy three, get one free on the Toyota side for tires. We've got oil change and tire rotation, all kinds of specials. So check that out online, too.
I saw something online the other day. Toyota's making it.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Toyota Tacoma with a camper built on top of it. It's called Tacozilla.
Yeah, I've seen that. Uh-huh.
Now, I thought they had something like that back in the 1970s.
Yeah, no, and people have done things like that with vehicles,
yeah.
of course,
uh-huh.
for years and converted them. But, mm-hmm. yeah, there's we'll see if Tacozilla comes out.
Or it's actually kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, at first, what is that? And I said, well, that's extremely functional for what it is.
Well, it's amazing what people do with these vehicles. We're seeing that with all kinds of vehicles now, too. I mean, not just trucks and rugged outdoor stuff, but things like transit vans. You know, with people traveling a little bit differently, you know, lots of car trips the last couple years, people going off camping and such.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, you got F-150s that are rolling generators, so you can pull your trailer and power it at the same time.
No kidding, yeah.
No need. You've got electricity, you know, everything you need. You can power your home. You know, so these vehicles are starting to evolve to be really more than just a way to commute and get to work.
Yeah, no kidding. That
and,
is amazing.
Yeah, and then, so you look at Bronco and all the accessories that are available there on the F-150 Ranger, Bronco, Maverick. Maverick, got some news on Maverick just this morning. First of all, the hybrids are going to be a little bit delayed just to the first quarter of next year with the supply chain stuff going on. But the good news is that vehicle's now been rated at its mile per gallon is going to settle at 42% in the 42 miles per gallon percent 42 miles per gallon in the city for a little pickup truck. Isn't that great? It'll have a combined rating of 37 miles per gallon. So that's better than most of the little cars out there on the road today.
You know something? When you see the gas price at $3.09 this morning at 3 a.m. like I did, it's like, ah! You know, that gas mileage there really, really talks big volumes.
It is making a difference right now. We see a lot of people shopping for that. Of course, there's a lot of news always on the electric vehicle front. I mentioned we got a Mach-E in stock and lots of different powertrain options are available now. We've got hybrids, plug-in hybrids, electric vehicles, all different kinds of gas, diesel, electric and hybrid vehicles, combinations of the two. So it really is a full spectrum of your choices in how you drive your vehicle and how you're going to fuel it in the future. Just starting to see that evolve, and it's really kind of an exciting time for us. And so you may want to just come in and check that out, talk to the sales consultant a little bit about what options are out there. You know, they're really, you know, I made fun a little bit of our inventory, but the truth is the day supply across the entire nation is under 30 days right now. So there's, you know, some dealers have a little bit. Some dealers have gone out and purchased a bunch of used vehicles. You know, we're pretty selective in what we purchase. We really want to have great deals for our customers. So, so you know, we do go and are just really picky about what we buy. And,
of course you are. It's got your nameplate on there.
Of course it does. And it's got to pass our inspections for us to put it out on the lot. And, and so we're always looking for those vehicles. If you have an extra one, right now is a great time to sell your vehicle because used cars are at historically high values compared to new, and I think are going to be for a while. So, but anyway, we'll make you a really aggressive offer on any vehicle. You can start that process online, over the phone. Just give us a call or come by the dealership. We'll be happy to help. But that's certainly something, especially with those well-maintained local vehicles. You know, it's something under 100,000 miles. It really doesn't matter how old it is. These days, if they're well-maintained and don't have too many miles, they certainly are highly prized, and you can get top dollar for it.
Very good. We're talking with Brad Dungis. It is Car Talk right here at K1, the one you trust. And, of course, not only can you go online, but you can just go right down the street right there on US 75 on the west side, the best side. And kick a tire.
Check it out. We've got the vehicles all spread out now, so there's plenty of room to look around. Lots of other stuff going on this weekend. We had our friends from Run the Streets out here last week for the show, but they're all getting ready now. Packet pickup is tonight at the Cooper and Mill Brewery from 4:30 to 7. You can still enter the race. Go down there tonight and get your entry in, or you can enter Saturday morning, but you need to be out there early. They'll start accepting entries at 7 a.m. out at Willow Rock on Saturday morning, and you need to be in there past the gate by 7:30, or they're going to shut the gate so that they can start preparing for the race. But this is the 41st annual Willow Rock Road Race, sponsoring Run the Streets program. You get to run out there with the buffalo and the deer, and it's really one of the most scenic races around this part of the country. Runners and their guests get free admission to Willow Rock, and you can hang out and see the museum and lodge and the rest of the great stuff out at Willow Rock after the race. And all the proceeds go to Run the Streets, which is a mentoring and running program for youth in Washington County. And great T-shirts, one of the really best T-shirts around. I don't know if you have a running shirt collection, Tom, but
it ended in 1979.
My dad had a big one of those.
I bet he had a closet full.
Yes, he did. Yeah, no, he made a kind of a blanket with him. One of his daughters-in-law's made him a blanket with all the old running shirts so he could remember them. Yeah, because he ran 26 marathons in his lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he was definitely obsessed with running. I think one time he ran about 3,000 straight days. Yeah, think about that. A little bit of discipline and
a little bit.
Maybe obsession.
A little bit. Wow.
So, but anyway, Willow Rock Road Race is this weekend, and we're proud to be sponsors of that again this year.
Indeed.
Pickup is tonight at Cooper and Mill, and also starting on tomorrow night, we've got the Haunted Hotel going on down at the Price Tower. This is a great event. Mm-hmm. This is the first time we've ever turned the Price Tower into a haunted house. So you've got three great tours that they're going to do, a fun house tour for only $5. That's really not too spooky. It's appropriate for all ages, you know, and it's a perfect little experience, just a way to go see the tower and have some fun with your kids. Mm-hmm. Or you can do the basement haunt, which is $15. And there you get to walk down into the depths of the dark pit of the Price Tower's basement. Remember, there is a lot of old mechanical equipment down there. And if you don't know, the tower is a it's a cantilever design building, mm-hmm. And it's concrete in structure, so it's like a tree, and it has these concrete frames that come out from the center,
mm-hmm.
And so it's got very few right angles in it, and that all starts in the foundation of the building, right? So it's a fascinating place for people that are interested in engineering, architecture, just old dark places, and it'll be spooky, I'm sure, down in the basement.
Yeah.
And then
heard you got the old boilers and stuff down there.
Oh yeah. No, they are there.
See, and, that I mean,
they're historic. They're historic. Yeah. So I mean, that's one of those things. We've kept them going, and sometimes one of them is down, and we may have to replace that at some point. But we'd like to be able to keep the old historic mechanical equipment, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to modernize it without having to take it out completely. So the third tour is the Haunted Hotel. And this is the hotel where the guests never leave. They checked in, but they never check out. So you can meet the most famous ghosts and demented staff of the hotel, which is that's also $15. Or you can do all three tours for just $30. So it's a great deal. It starts Friday night and goes Friday, Saturday this weekend, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 6 each night, and it'll go to 11 p.m. every night. But the last night on Halloween night on Sunday, the 31st, it'll go till 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great chance to support the Price Tower. Come on down and check everything out down there and get scared at the same time.
My family's involved in that. Miss Susie and Miss Katie are going to be spookers.
Got both of them now, huh?
Yeah, well, Miss Susie saw the basement. She goes, oh, my. She said, that's going to be so good.
No, we're real excited. The staff is really, really committed a lot to this.
Yes.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we've sold a lot of tickets already, so I think it should be well attended and be a good fundraiser for us.
I see this really, you know, this year is going to be great, but I see this as one of those annual events that just takes on almost a life of its own.
Well, I'm getting ready for the show. I Googled Haunted Hotel this morning, and there's actually a whole bunch of these places out there in the country. I didn't know that. But ours is the only one that's a Frank Lloyd Wright haunted hotel.
There you go.
And it's there with Tower Center at Unity Square, mm-hmm. and with the community center across the street. It's, you know, Bartlesville is unique, and it's the only place in the world where you have three generations of Frank Lloyd Wright architecture in one place. The original Frank Price Tower, community center, which was designed by one of his apprentices and somebody that went to school at the Taliesin School of Architecture, and then when we created Unity Square, the School of Architecture came and helped us design the Unity Square that we see out there, the beautiful park between the tower and the community center.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a great place, and it's the only place in the world where you can see that right here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Cool. Lots of good things going on.
Oh, definitely. And I mentioned a lot of good car business stuff. You know, there are a lot of great deals on used cars, too, because we've got a limited supply of new vehicles. We've been out purchasing lots of used cars. And I know a couple of really special things we traded for recently, a nice BMW. This was one that was purchased by a military guy over in Europe. So it was originally a European BMW. And then he imported it back over here. He just traded it in. It doesn't have many miles on it. It's a great, great looking vehicle. It's still going through service, so we'll have that one out on the lot in the next couple days.
Right now, you've got just about any guy who thought about having a Beamer wanting to look at it right
now. It's a little two-door, beautiful little small car. So check that out. I mentioned the white Tacoma that just showed up. We also traded for a nice black one with a few more miles. So got a couple choices there on used Tacomas.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some great deals on new vehicles, too. I mean, even though we have a limited supply, we've got right now a $2,500 off on a brand new 2021 F-150.
Mm-hmm.
These are XL work trucks. They're right around $40,000, so it's a great deal. I mean, I think I've seen a lot of used trucks going for those prices.
Man.
And you can get a brand new one. I mentioned the Mach-E in stock. We've currently also got Edges in stock. We've got whole bunch of stuff coming. Explorers, Edge, Bronco Sport, F-150, Super Duty, and Lincoln Nautilus. All of them are on the way in transit. And on our website, you can see both the in-stock stuff, that's the stuff that's in transit, mm-hmm. and the stuff that's been ordered and is already in the plant being built. Right now, we've got about 20 or so of those vehicles, and there's about 70 more that are waiting to be built. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of Fords in the pipeline. So come on in and talk to your sales consultant about selecting one, and that way you can get exactly what you want.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, it's neat. It's kind of different. We used to have the selection there on the lot, but now you get to come in and kind of build your vehicle the way you want it. You get to vehicle your dreams that way and don't really have to pay anything more for it. Mm-hmm. It actually lowers our cost, and we can pass some of those savings on to you because we don't have to hold the vehicle, right? We mm-hmm. know we've got it sold when we place the order, mm-hmm. and so we can make you an even better deal. And Ford has incentives, a special rebate for you if you place your order now. Toyota's gone a little bit different during this supply chain stuff. They're not actually encouraging us to place special orders because they're building every vehicle they can with every part they can right now and getting as many of them out to the dealers as possible. And so they're just doing a little different strategy.
Very good. And, you know, but the thing is that what we have is great, and the ability to build ahead is even better, I think.
Well, you know, a lot of people we talked about the accessories people are doing and the modifications to vehicles. You know, that can start when you're building it, right? I mean, you're starting to imagine it. You can order it with a lot of that same stuff from the factory. Mm-hmm. You can have it set up so that it'll have it will accept the accessories that you want to put on it better. So it really is good to think through that as you're making your vehicle purchase. And with the systems we have today, it's really pretty simple to go online, go in and reserve your vehicle. You can select, go through and look at all the different trim levels. You can even get down to your payment. You can value your trade. You know, so that all the same stuff we do when we're selling you the physical vehicle, we can do when we're working on speccing out the order for you. We've got great tools on our websites that help you have transparency in your car purchase so you know exactly what your payment's going to be when you come in. All our sales consultants are non-commissioned. We talk about having simple prices. They're same online on the showroom and on the lot. You know, I had a customer complain that the used cars didn't have a price on them. Well, they actually do. It's a QR code that you take a picture of, and the price will be there with a full description of the vehicle on your phone. And the reason we do that, we used to print out prices and put them on the vehicle, but the prices change so much now. We're in there dialing them up to making great market prices for our customers every day. So we don't want to have to print them every day. So we've got a full description of the vehicle, but there's a thing out there with the QR code on it. All you need to do is snap a shot of that, and it'll give you all that information. And then, of course, you've got that then. You can save that, or you can share it with somebody if you want to send it to your wife or see, you know, just somebody that's important to you.
Oh, right. Well, that is amazing. It also saves, you know, your guys and gals in the lot from going, oh, here we go again.
Yeah, no, that's right. and all that's really meant to save you time and money, right?
True. I mean, yeah, indeed.
That's something we talk about all the time. By keeping it simple, we really save our customers' time.
Yeah.
We know that their time is precious. I mean, a lot of the there's a lot that goes in a car deal that may not be obvious, but that's our job. And if you do a lot of the work online before you get there, it actually goes pretty quickly. We can do the delivery and all the paperwork in just a few minutes.
Indeed. He's absolutely right. I did it with my car. That was the shortest time I've ever been in a dealership making a purchase, trading in a vehicle and making a purchase. Sometimes I remember back in the day, back in the 70s,
yeah,
last century, that would take an afternoon.
Oh, it used to. And, you know, it actually does take a lot. If you think about it, from selecting the vehicle, valuing the trade, arranging the financing, mm-hmm. getting all the paperwork prepared, making sure the title mm-hmm. work is right. You know, there's just a lot of different layers to that. Mm-hmm. Plus, the government makes us do some things. We've got to run everybody through the OFAC terrorism list. We've got to jump through all the hoops to get the car deal funded and, mm-hmm. and through the process. So there's a lot that we do behind the scenes mm-hmm. to make sure your deal's put together right, it gets titled right in your name and such. So that's really important, too. And behind the scenes to you.
So, yeah, well, I was talking and just kind of waiting for the thing to come out of detailing and whatever. My entire wait at the dealership may have been a half hour, if that.
Mm-hmm.
And
we probably knew you were coming.
Oh, yeah, you did.
We did, you know, so we had
we
a little time.
Right. Uh-huh. We did it the simple way.
Well, and that's, you know, it's so critical right now. And we don't have as much lot traffic as we used to have, you know, mm-hmm. because of the growth of the Internet. I mean, heck, you can sit here on your phone right now and get, all the information you need on the car, see 30 or 40 pictures of every car, get a full description, you can even see a market analysis of what other vehicles like it look like. You can get to the Carfax and see the vehicle history report and all the, you know, you see every owner and how the vehicle's been maintained. So mm-hmm. it's really, I mean, there's so much transparency out there that you may as well go ahead and get it started online. I think, I mean, we see virtually all our customers doing that. And so that just leads you to purchasing by appointment. And that way we know you're coming. We can have everything ready. It really simplifies the process.
I will tell you this. When I bought my almost new, I mean, it was nearly new, Enrique and the guys, mm-hmm. the D10, my gosh, it looked like it rolled right off the assembly line.
No, they do such an outstanding job. Enrique and Retchie are, you know, kind of down there at our truck ranch and mm-hmm. the details shop. They're not there at the dealership physically,
no,
so we don't see them. They're down the road a little bit. So shout out to them, but they do a great job. They definitely are one of the backbones of our dealership and great guys. And there's always good specials on details, and we do retail details too. If you just want us to clean up your car, talk to Enrique and find out about his offerings. He's got a lot of different things he can do. Maybe you've got something special you want him to take care of, a stain or an odor. Or he can just do a full detail like we do to turn it just like a new car when we're delivering it, when we delivered your car.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised. I'm thinking, wow, that was a lot of elbow grease, guys. Thank you. really looked good.
It's important. Yeah, it's good to get that done every once in a while.
It
lets you, get in there and really clean the vehicle. Clean my car. I don't get in there to the nooks and crannies and get everything really to a T. And when they take their time and do it, they do. They do everything inside and out. The engine, like I said, they've got special stuff to get after stains and odors, and we can even clean your headlight lenses and all kinds of stuff.
Before we came on the air, Brad was talking about how he'd run a lot of distances, mm-hmm. and that, 30,000 miles? That's quite the odometer you got on your boy.
Well, I was a little – I had my father who ran all the marathons.
Sure,
I never did run a marathon, but I did like to run, and I enjoyed the discipline of getting up every day. Accomplishing a goal every morning is still something that's kind
very
of important
to
me. I get up early, and before the rest of the people get up in my house, I've knocked one off the list.
But man, when you think about that, you're taking care of yourself. And if people would maybe think a little bit about their vehicle
that's a good point.
By getting just a simple regular intervals with the oil changes, check the fluids, get the tires rotated.
Do the tire rotation.
That's
one
big
thing. We sometimes think we're just selling when we say, do you want to rotate your tires? No.
Longevity.
The truth is, rotating your tires keeps you safer. It is going to make your tires last longer, so it's going to save you money over time. The truth is, it's going to make your car ride better and be safer and save you money. I mean, that's just what it is.
Bottom line.
Get it done every 5,000 miles. It's really important, and it will save you money and a hassle over time.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, it seems like whenever I do that, it feels like it's new again.
Yeah, no, it's amazing how tires, I mean, you can have an old car and put new tires on it, and it's like, hey, it's like brand new.
Hey.
It's a, you know, tires are a big part of the way the vehicle feels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the where the impact on the road is. I mean, it's everything happens there. It's where you get your power and you, where you stop.
Mm-hmm.
So how your tires perform are almost as among the most important issues in being safe and getting
vehicle.
Where you want to go in your vehicle.
Indeed. I think maybe we should remind the folks about the tire sale that's going on.
Yeah, so we actually have them on both sides, so you can get tire deals, rebates on the Ford side.
Mm-hmm.
There's information on that on the Ford website, where Toyota has the buy three, get one free going on right now. We've got all kinds of specials on tires, brakes, batteries, all kinds of great stuff going on there. We've got lots of good deals on vehicles. We've got vehicles in stock, Toyota 4Runner 4x4, a couple of Tundras, a Highlander, an Avalon. We've got, like I said, we got allocated just this morning, RAV4s, the Corolla Cross, Corolla, Camry, Tacoma, and CHR. So hurry, come on in and check those out. We've got a bunch of Fords on the way, too, Explorers, Edges, Bronco Sport, F-150, Super Duty, even a Lincoln Nautilus coming. And those first Mavericks are right around the corner. We'll get our first Bronco in, and probably, I mean, we've had the transportation vehicles or loaners for a while now, but we'll get our first delivery of a full-size Bronco in the next week or so, and really excited about that. So you can go in and reserve yours today. We've got digital retailing tools on all websites. We do have our simple prices up there. They're still at Dungeness great deals, even though we have some supply issues. And you can know you're going to be treated well by our non-commissioned sales staff. It's really a safe shopping zone. We don't have funny markups or disclaimers that to mislead you. You know, so that's really something we take pride in and want to be there for you going forward.
Very good. It's all straight up. In fact, it's downright simple.
Keep it simple. That's what we say. Nothing. No reason to overcomplicate it.
No.
Life is complicated enough.
Indeed. And reminder, we got the packet pickup for the runners.
That's right. Tonight from 4:30 to 7 at Cooper and Mill, you can go down and get your packet for the Willow Rock Road Race.
Mm-hmm.
The race is Saturday morning. A couple different distances, a fun run, and the 8K. So go check that out. You can visit rtswoolerock8k.com for more information. There's registration and packet pickup at Cooper and Mill tonight from 4:30 to 7. We've also got the Haunted Hotel going on this weekend at the Price Tower. Shout out to everybody down there at the tower getting ready. DeShane and the crew, I know, are working hard. Get the Fun House, Basement Haunt, and Haunted Hotel, three different tours. So you'll want to check that out. You can go to the Price Tower website or their Facebook page to get more information on that. And it starts this Friday night, Friday, Saturday this weekend, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday next weekend.
Very good. Very good indeed. And I tell you what, that's going to be great. This is the maiden voyage.
I'm really excited about it. I can't wait to see the the faces coming out and have a little fun. Hopefully we'll have a big crowd.
You will.
Yeah, we want to get out there. And it's all good, raising money for the Price Tower. Money is going to go to fund live music, educational programs, and our unique art experiences that we have at the tower.
Well, it is the buzz at Bartlesville High School. That I know.
Is it? Okay, good.
I hear that from the kids. We're one of those houses where the kids just come over. It's like, hey, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, hey, going to the tower. Yeah, going to the tower.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, we have some of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. We're chasing the soccer ball a lot this time of year.
Yes,
so
you are.
The club team is. I think we've got a match in San Antonio Saturday. Two games in San Antonio this weekend, and so see how that goes.
Yeah,
pretty tough league we're in this year.
I'd say you're traveling that far. That's something going on there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we moved on from the marathon obsession to soccer.
Yeah. By the way, how's William doing up there in Ohio?
He loves his school, Kenyon College in Ohio, and he just loves it. He's retired from his soccer. He's decided to focus on his academics. He's an economics major. He's going to do a semester abroad in Austria next year, and he's really excited. He's doing great and enjoying his time up there. I'm real proud of him.
You got a lot
kid.
To be proud of.
It's a great time. Yeah.
We had him just before he went off to school a couple of years ago in studio. He's almost as tall as his father.
He's taller than I am now, quite a bit. Yeah,
happens that way, doesn't it, Dad? Tell everybody where we can find you online.
Yeah, just come on out and see me. DungeonsChoice.com, 918-333-0900, or out on Highway 75.
All right, that's on the west side, which is the best side. And, Brad, thank you very much for being here and sharing with us today on Car Talk. And have yourself a great weekend, and I guess we'll see everybody at the tower.
Woo! Thank you, Tom. See you soon.
All right, after we get done running. Okay, after somebody gets done running, I'll be watching and cheering. It is pretty out there.
It's beautiful.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville, K236 CT Pawhuska.